Longtime teacher blown away by show of support after ALS diagnosis. The Guelph community came together to show up for Margie Johnson, a local French teacher who was recently diagnosed with ALS. The Walk, Roll event at Royal City Park raised more than $17,000 for the ALS Society of Canada. Read full story here. Fergus man baffled by property tax bill for 5 cents. Blake Kent's property tax bill is 5 cents. He lives in a freehold townhouse condo community with 47 units. Kent was given a quarterly tax bill of 5 cents for shared elements of the condo community in the Storybrook subdivision. Read full story here. Filler up. Windshield washer dispensers popping up at area gas stations. Windshield fluid dispensers are popping up at the end of gas station pumps as an alternative to buying jugs of washer fluid. There is a washer tank at the Canadian Tire Gas Bar at 843 Tower Road S in Fergus, and some Petro-Canada sites in Guelph are in the process of getting tanks later this year. Read full story here. Couple displaced by West End fire touched by community response. Werner Eitzen and Debbie Sipple Eitzen home was damaged after their central vacuum system caught fire. The community has been supportive by asking what the couple needs help with. They have received food donations and items for their cats who were found safe after the fire. Read full story here. Guelph Giving Pledge gives back through small community investments. The Guelph Giving Pledge, a donor fund through the Guelph Community Foundation, aims to have Guelph residents taken care of by sharing community donations to multiple local charities. To date, the Guelph Giving Pledge has raised $150,000. Read full story here. Operational funds approved for supporting housing project. The supportive housing project at 10 Sheldale is set to open in June after the provincial budget included $9 million of funds, spread over 3 years for the project, which will go into the operating costs. Read full story here. Bike storage cars being added to GO trains through Guelph. 5 cars with bike storage will be added to Toronto-bound GO trains this spring to cope with increased demand along the line that goes through Guelph. Read full story here.